Mantles is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
What do you mean you're not going to pay for my bill?
I'm not paying for your bill.
I'm not even going to do the gentlemanly thing or pay you a half.
Why would I pay half?
Just like, come on, like, you know, just pay a little bit at least and just be a gentleman.
But you asked me to pay half for you and I don't even know you.
Oh, come on, man. Just
I don't know you.
Live from Enharmonic Studios. Streaming all
We're
over the world.
For you, globalist.
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid. And Trevor Lane. It's Man Tools.
What's up, everybody?
Hey!
Welcome to Man Tools.
Man Tools.
Man Tools. Thank you to our AI-generated female announcer, Man Tools.
That's what it is, Man Tools.
Man Tools. Let's see. Well, we've both had hell of weeks. Hells of a week.
Yeah, you could call it that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm very tired this evening.
I bet. I'm not trimming the trees.
No, I was not really involved much in that. I work nights and sleep during the day. Mm-hmm. So I would wake up and she would be trimming stuff. Oh, for those that obviously you guys weren't part of our conversation earlier. My wife decided to do some like spring yard cleanup. Started trimming all these elm trees and bushes and shit that we have in the backyard back. In the case of the elm trees down to stubs, and in the case of the other things down to where she wants them. And yeah, so I would come downstairs. All the dogs would be nowhere to be seen. Like, what's going on? And I go to the back door and I look outside and there's like just a
pile of branches.
And I'm like, okay, what are we doing? Do you want help with that? And she's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, okay.
No, it's fine. I don't want help.
She's like, no, I got tired of these and I'm taking care of them. I'm like, oh, all right.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then tonight the dishwasher died on me. We'll have to see what that is. Hopefully it's just like a loose wire or something easy, but I'll find out tomorrow when I get pull it out and fiddle with it.
It's always the best. Three trips to...
'Cause if it's much beyond a loose wire, I'll be pretty lost. We'll probably be eating a new dishwasher.
Yeah. Get the new one, and then you got to pull the power cord and pull the... Sometimes you can pull the power cord and pull all the connections off, so you don't got to buy that extra kit they make you buy.
Mm, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
That's helpful. If it's not powering on, yeah, check where the power cord connects.
Well, I did all that. I unplugged it and plugged it back in, and also I looked at the breakers. Nothing had tripped. And then as I did that, I realized it was it's plugged into the same outlet as the stove, and the stove is the clock on the stove is on. So
yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay. Something else going on here. I don't know.
If the circuit board went out, I mean, you can replace the circuit board pretty easy. You just gotta find one on the interwebs.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Good luck.
Yep.
Sounds like fun.
Yep.
Sounds like fun.
At least I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah. Thought you had a day off.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a day off. No such thing. Always something to go sideways.
Yep.
Yep. Sucky. Sucky. Anyway.
How was your week?
I lost a tooth and I bought a truck.
I saw the truck.
Fucking shit. Like, if all the times where everything is like, I'm like, oh, look, I want to get ahead. And then the client brings cookies to the job site Friday. She's like, I brought cookies instead of beer. Oh, well, that's all right. It is like 1 p.m. So somewhere around 3, I had a cookie and I bit into the first one and fucking snapped the molar in half. They were hard as balls, too. They were. I was like,
what? So she's a good baker, too.
Yeah. Dude, her old man was giving her shit. He's like, these are really hard.
Like, you can say that. I'm not.
Yeah. I was like, damn. So, yeah. Buttload of money there and then a buttload of money on a new truck. And oh, well. Because I got up yesterday morning. I was like, do-do-do, going to work. Everything's groovy. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just had enough. Everybody who knows the whole fiasco with our former host of our
our venue, our former spot.
Yeah, that just permeated and it's going to cost another buttload of money and so is what it is. Is what it is.
Well, your new truck's shiny.
It's nice.
Speaking of shiny, they I work in an operations center, right? Mm-hmm. For the government. So there's these big screens and at night when it's night shift, we get to like put movies on and stuff. Someone brought in the box set of Firefly.
Nice.
So at least for a few hours we were digging that, and then they did a shift change and the new shift was like, what is this nerd shit, and turned it off and put something else on. For a little bit it was like,
nice.
Oh, young Christina Hendricks, how you doing?
How's it going? I know, right? Ooh,
yep it was fun.
That's good times.
Shiny
Best in the verse. Well, we're going to get after it, ladies and gentlemen. We started early. Now we're right on time.
That's correct. We're
screwing around.
We will do some news right now because I just found
the button,
the news button.
Smith & Bradley watches are designed to serve. Our watches are crafted to serve you a lifetime and then some. We believe a watch should be worn and shouldn't break no matter how tough the situation. So we do things a little differently. We build watches to last, quality materials and quality design. We build them in America to do things right. We include a lifetime warranty, our unbreakable guarantee, with every watch. Tactical men need tactical watches, and that's who we're here to serve. Hard-working, long-wearing watches for all.
Shop now at smithandbradley.mantoolsmedia.com.
All right. Well, first up, we go to Canada and Texas.
Yeah, because they're neighbors.
At the same time.
Share a border.
I guess. And also, it's some...
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
So, yeah. a court in Ontario.
Canada.
That's correct, Canada. Has ruled that the socialist health plan there must pay for gender affirming surgery.
Publicly funded, not socialist. Correct.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah, publicly funded.
Publicly funded health insurance plan.
You know, where they steal money from you
and yep,
pay for stuff like this.
Pay for stuff like this.
Anyways, they must pay for gender affirming surgery in Texas. And wait till you hear what the gender affirming surgery is, because it's not the standard. I have one thing and I want a different thing.
No, this is called the new Ontario greedy affirming non-binary.
Yep. Ontario's publicly funded health insurance plan must pay for a special procedure in Texas for a non-binary person seeking gender affirming care. The province's divisional court has ruled the procedure not available in Ontario, and probably shouldn't be available on Earth, involves receiving, that's an odd word, making, cutting a vagina into the patient while leaving the penis intact. The 3-0 ruling by Ontario's divisional court this week is the first from a court in that province on gender affirming care, and in particular on treatment for non-binary people, said lawyer John McIntyre, who was involved in the case. He said he was not aware of a similar ruling elsewhere in Canada. Nor am I. More to the story, I guess. 2 years ago, an adult known in court documents as KS, yeah, I wouldn't want people to know my name either, requested Ontario health insurance plan funding for the surgery in Texas, saying they did not want to invalidate their non-binary identity or increase the risk of urinary incontinence and orgasm dysfunction by having their penis removed. Well, that's one way to put, I guess, the things that would dysfunction with that. But OHIP, the insurance plan, rejected the request, asserting that a vaginoplasty without a penectomy, as the surgery is known, is not a listed procedure in the Health Insurance Act schedule of benefits. KS appealed that decision to the Health Services Appeal and Review Board, which overturned OHIP's ruling, saying the procedure is in fact listed. Well, I guess, I don't know. Wouldn't you just do one and not the other? It seems like we're talking about two procedures. You just skip one.
You just skip one. Saves you money. They were like, yeah, we're only doing half of this. Just save you some money.
OHIP then appealed to the divisional court, the superior court sitting in panels of three for appeals from administrative tribunal decisions. So on the upside, KS can now freely go fuck himself.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What else we got?
Because at least it's an adult.
Yeah.
Well, as far as we know, they didn't say that it's a minor, so we're assuming it's an adult.
Interesting.
So the only, I guess, problem I have with this is that it's taxpayer funded, I guess.
Well, I mean, we don't live in Canada, but I see trends that end up happening here. And with the, oh yeah, scroll back down. The only problem I see is that the people who are in charge of setting out the guidelines for the OHIP and the insurance law, if we scroll down one more thing here, is a standard of care set by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. So in other words, if that would be like saying, well, we are going to have Ferrari do car insurance, so you better buy a Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah. I think more accurately would be, we see you don't have a Ferrari. That means your premium is going to be
higher.
As high as if you had a Ferrari, but yeah, without the benefit of having a Ferrari. It's fucking clown world. I don't know, man.
I don't know. There's a lot of, we could argue it six ways from Sunday, but at the end of the day, socialism working just perfectly again.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotta go to a different country. Texas,
I'm a little baffled by that. I'm surprised that they do that sort of thing in Texas.
I don't know. Maybe not, because Texas is pretty freaking like, yeah, man, do whatever, just stay off my lawn.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, we'll take your money. Now get the hell out of here.
It's probably in Austin.
They don't consider that Texas.
So I don't know, man. It's a little odd. Also, the other thing that I thought was kind of interesting was, how did they word it up here? I wanted to find the. Oh, man.
I don't know.
Oh, saying that without this, they would be invalidating their non-binary identity. Here's one thing that I find, I don't know, kind of, there's some cognitive dissonance, I guess, happening with some of these arguments and issues. So that same person, though, will say that gender is a social construct and is separate from sex and biology, but then go, I need my biology changed, or I'm not fitting my identity.
Right. Right.
Which I don't quite get. Oh man, where am I?
Oh no, what'd you do?
I'm missing some news stories here.
Oh no. Well,
we can look them up in real time, I guess.
We get one in because I want to go to cool stuffs.
Okay. Well, which one do you want? The strip club lawsuits?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So this is out of Las Vegas. Get rid of all these pop-ups and bullshit. a lawsuit between two strip clubs. Come on, close,
share this tab, and here comes, folks.
The Spearmint Rhino, which is a world-famous Las Vegas area strip club, is suing a competitor over their name, and the name of the other strip club, the Peppermint Rhino, or Peppermint Hippo.
Peppermint Hippo,
which apparently was a South Park did a thing where they didn't want to slander directly the
Spearmint
Rhino. So they came up with this name, the Peppermint Hippo. And then somebody went, I'm going to actually open the Peppermint Hippo. So they did. And now the Spearmint Rhino is saying that the marks are confusingly similar. You know, this infringes on our trademark and so forth. The Peppermint Hippo is like, it's from South Park. It has nothing to do with you guys, other than how the tangentially, I'm sure South Park got the Peppermint Hippo idea from you guys. But so it's like, we're, you know, third hand. Yeah.
That's good stuff. But the thing is, the owner of the Peppermint Hippo actually worked at the Spearmint Rhino for like
yep.
a hot minute.
Yep. So there is a little bit of that, which could get into, although I'm not sure how much proprietary business, knowledge there could be in the strip club industry, but potentially that could come up, that he's, you know, also using their business practices.
Sure. Did you ever see Trading Places, or what was that? Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have the Golden Arcs.
McDowell's.
We have the Golden Arcs. he's got the McDonald's playbook and he's like, 1,000 pounds, my favorite. No, man.
The other thing that they're bringing up is that, when you search for the Spearmint Rhino, Peppermint Hippo also comes up. Although, I mean, I'm sure a bunch of strip clubs come up.
Sure.
But I don't know, man. This is what's weird. So this is going to go to federal court, apparently.
That's going to be fun. It's
And we'll see.
Well, people don't, you know, they're going to cash in on it no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what. I mean, I find it very interesting that, you know, we'll see what happens, because the only industry that doesn't get affected by this is the music industry. Because they don't care if there's a tribute band out there called, you know, Van Hagar, and they only play the...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's, I like, mean, or the, like all the tribute bands name themselves after an album or a song.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, what part does the intellectual property stop?
You I'm know? Surprised, because litigious as they can be, that Kiss hasn't squashed all of the tribute bands and gone... There's one official tribute band.
Right. And they owe us a VIG.
And they're, you know, a piece of their action comes to us, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the band that, I don't know if you remember, there was a wrestler in like WCW that went by the God of Thunder and wore Gene Simmons makeup, but he was officially sanctioned by
the band. He was basically an action figure.
Yeah, he was a living action figure, yes.
Yep.
He'd walk out to the God of Thunder song.
And, yep, he was officially licensed product of mm-hmm. Kiss. Which, yeah.
I don't know, man. I wanted to get this one, too.
Yeah, this is funny.
I find this funny. This one's out of the UK, I believe, because they use the word solicitor and barrister and stuff.
Yeah.
a couple accidentally gets divorced after a lawyer clicks the wrong button using an online portal. The error was reportedly made after the lawyers intended to complete a divorce for another couple. Whoops. A couple has mistakenly divorced after an error made by solicitors at a London law firm. I want to get to the fun part and out of the ads. A final order for the divorce of a formal couple known as Mr. and Mrs. William was accidentally applied for by solicitors at Vardag's law firm after they clicked the wrong button in an online portal.
Whoops.
Good Lord, people. The error was made after the lawyers intended to complete a divorce for another client, but inadvertently opened the electronic case file in Williams v. Williams by mistake. Well, so if that case file exists, that means that they were in the process, right?
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
William v. Williams? They must have been divorcing each other if there was a case file with their name on it.
Or maybe it was a... It could have been something else.
In what other way would you sue your wife?
I mean, there's plenty of ways.
If it's not for divorce, it will be.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The divorce was finalized 20 minutes later. Mr. and Mrs. Williams, who split in 2023 after 21 years together, were in the middle of sorting out financial arrangements.
See, you're
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So it's a little clickbaity, I guess. I should have read more into it, because I was expecting, we had no intention. We were suing like a company, and somehow this idiot fucking filed a divorce.
No. it. I don't know. The guy's probably just like, sweet, it's final. It's final. It's done.
I'm going to go have sex with your yoga instructor.
I'm out.
Your friend Pam is mine.
Yep. Get it, Pam. That's funny.
I loved years ago, there was a sketch thing about the lists that couples have of like,
who's on
my list, where, you know, the wife
can't
say anything if I, and the guy's not quite understanding that it's supposed to be people that he could never fuck anyways. So she's like, she lists hers. It's like Chris Hemsworth and I don't know, some celebrities.
Sure.
She's like, so who's on your list? And he's like, your aerobics instructor or yoga instructor.
Yeah.
She's like, what? Your sister?
Your sister?
She's like, no, it's supposed to be people unattainable. He's like, then what's the point?
What's the point? Having a list. That'll change the mood real quick. You're like, start naming off.
The lady at our dentist office, you know.
Yeah, I'm not that age where it's like, your daughter. What? She's like 25. What? Dude. Yeah, you could go super south if you want. Yeah, if you really want her to not have a list, you just make the list attainable for yours and be like, no, yeah, we're not playing this game.
Yep,
we're not even gonna play this game.
And we'll clip this. I'll explain what that is later. Okay, let's get into some cool stuff, shall we?
Sure.
Dan is a contractor. He's the guy people turn to for bigger, better, or just plain brand new space. Where does he shop for his tools? Acme, home of the best brands in the business. After all, Dan knows your work is only as good as your tools. Acme Tools. Do your best work.
Shop now at acmetools.mantoolsmedia.com.
So our first cool stuff comes out of Russia,
where even their dogs are fucking crazy.
Yes, they are. So a couple, well, I guess I'm reading that owners of a dog, a husky, are like, our dog's missing. Luckily, we have drones out here in the woods where we live. Let's see if we can find him.
Let's see if we can find the doggo. See what he's doing. See what he's up to. So again, Russia is not for beginners.
No. And they did. And it turns out he made some friends.
He made friends. He's hanging out with some grizzly bears.
So there he is with Russian brown bears.
Yeah, yeah. The fucking grizzly. They're all grizzly bears. He's chilling with the bears. Fucking doggo. I swear to God, he's probably Australian. He's an Australian husky. Because only Australians, you could walk into any bar ever with like the meanest dudes ever. And they'll be like, oh, what up, mate? And then everybody's like, party.
And I'm curious what the deal is with these bears. Is it a mother and two nearly grown cubs?
Probably.
Because normally bears don't hang out together.
No.
They're solitary creatures.
Oh man, that's good. Of course, it's a husky from Russia. It's like going to hang out with the family bears
in Russia. Husky, I lost it.
In Soviet Russia, husky befriends bears. No, no, that doesn't work.
Not quite. Let's see. I found this hilarious. We could also call this lady a tool of the week, but we got a bunch of those. So we'll call this cool stuff. It's cool for one of the people.
Yes.
But this cool. is a group of people in a room, and like I guess they took an IQ test, and then before the results were revealed, they went, who do you think's the smartest? And Well,
we're going to just listen to how she mansplained.
I'm 21. I'm a high school graduate, and I work in the Marine Corps.
I'm 30 years old.
That guy, high school graduate in the Marine Corps. She's...
I have my PhD in cancer biology, and I work
biology, in the biotech industry.
In grad
industry.
School, I went to University of South Carolina, and undergrad, I went to University of Florida. 1, 2, 3.
So now she's rating.
4, 5, 6.
Who the smartest people she thinks are. And... I will give her some credit. I was expecting her to go 1.
Yeah.
But she gave that to, and I didn't hear.
That's
this clip doesn't get into what the guy on the left said he does or is, but she leaves the Marine guy at number 6 last.
2, me, I don't know, PhD, cancer biology scientist. I work in a biotech company. We make COVID-19 testing kits, stuff like that.
Cool.
Then 6.
Oh, cool.
It has nothing to do with your background. I don't think you really have the highest EQ out of all of us. Tyler, he ranked last for me personally because the way he carries himself. He was ranking intelligence based on his point of view and not taking in other people's point of views.
So number 1 is Raymond. Number 2 would be Kaylee. Number 3 will be Tyler, and number 4 would be Shada. Number 5 is Sean, and number 6 is Maria.
Oh,
She's the lowest.
Need the Dave Chappelle clip.
Gotcha, bitch. Ah, yes. Yes, that is rather satisfying. So clip this. Everyone's like, what?
What? You'll see.
Yeah. The one of the AI things we do to make our highlights introduced a feature where you can say clip this and then it'll
clip this.
Make a so clip of what? Like the preceding we just did it. 30 seconds or so. So
double clip this.
And then finally we have this awesome dad who I think we need more dads like this. Well, you'll see. Oh, he's got a bag of chips there, or a couple bags of chips, and he's.
Come over here. Excuse me. These are my kids right here. Okay. They came in here and they stole. I apologize. They come in here and return the stuff that they just stole.
Okay.
And if you ever see them in here again, please kick them out.
Damn.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. My big manager is right there.
Come on, go. I'll take it back and tell her you apologize. Come on.
Damn. Come on. Oh, it's just.
Apologize for stealing too, nigga. Both of y'all. No, he was still in them. I found out he come to return them. If you ever see him in here again, can you please kick him out? Okay. Without no parents, apologize.
Wow, that's awesome. Good job, Dad.
Good for you.
Good job, Dad. Man, learn that lesson.
Especially in an age where, you know, we have... You look at like New York and California where they have these anything under $1,000, we're not even going to bother trying to get you.
Right.
So, and some of these videos, it's like, there's no way they're under that.
Right.
You know, they're just like garbage bags full of stuff that they're just filling up. And sometimes whole families doing it together.
Yeah.
And to see this guy like, no, you ain't fucking stealing.
Get your ass over there. Tell her sorry.
That is quite refreshing. So with that, let's have a look at our tools of the week, and we have two actual tools. It's exciting because that's exciting. Rare. All right, so we start with this little guy, the Saker, I think that's pronounced correctly, I'm not sure, stair treads gauge template tool for when you are doing some work on some stairs.
Talk about just making it funny.
So it allows you to figure out... everything on your stairs from
you do tile with this
steps,
whatever
railings.
That's a great tool.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. And then we have this incredible miter saw.
This is so badass. This is so badass. I want one so bad.
You know, I'm sure you have situations where you're like,
I have to bring
both. I need a table saw. I need a miter saw.
I'm doing floors and I just want to just cut and rip.
Yep.
And you got to go outside and set up the bench. And then you got to set up the table saw. And you got to have run two cords. And you got this thing.
If you get this,
stop your straights, stop your angles. And then you can rip your boards. Lock it in place, then raise the fucking blade up. Boom! There now you got a table saw. So good. I want one so bad.
That thing is awesome.
So bad.
And then finally, I'm going to skip one because I found a better video like right before I left. So we'll save that one for next week. But I want to skip to this one. Kirsten Dunst.
Whoa.
Here she is. At least part of this is going to be her complaining about salaries. But we'll, you'll see why she's a tool for complaining in a second.
But I definitely grew up in a time with major pay disparity between the lead actor and myself, even though I had been in Bring It On and he hadn't. You know what I mean? I had more success in my box office than he did.
So she's talking about Tobey Maguire, who played Spider-Man in the movie Spider-Man.
Who starred in the movie
Spider-Man. When you play the title character, I expect that you would get paid a lot more.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there have been some exceptions, like the first, I can't even remember, Terrence Howard, who played Rhodes in the first Iron Man. I guess he was cast early on and went, I'll do it for like a bajillion dollars. And then when they got to Robert Downey Jr. and cast him, I guess he actually made a little bit less than Terrence Howard because they only, you know, they only have so much money. And then to come back, they were like, we're going to need you to take a hit. Cause obviously Downey's the star.
Yeah.
And he went, nope. And they went, cool.
See ya.
What's up, Don Cheadle? Don Cheadle.
I thought that was so shady. It's like, oh, well, you know, all black men look the same. Let's just throw somebody else in there. I'm like, dude.
Well,
God, you guys are just awful.
But this is a ridiculous, because she's also going into the whole gender pay gap thing, which we know is a myth. I'll put it this way. She talks about Bring It On. She was the star of that movie. Did she make less than one of the other girls?
Right.
Probably not.
Probably not. Did you did?
Because she was the Bring It On girl, but in Spider-Man, he's fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Did, of course he's gonna make more.
Well, all right. Well, let's go look real quick. We can find it, I'm sure. If Captain Marvel, Brie Larson made less than Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
I doubt it. She was the star of the movie.
Let's see if it tells us. Captain Marvel cast
salary.
Close enough. Well, this actually talks about how she was overpaid because of what a giant bomb it was.
Ta-da.
Let's see. I guess she made $5 million, made the same amount for the Marvels, which is the latest in that franchise. But I'm curious, does it say, let's see, Samuel L. Jackson salary, Captain Marvel. Well,
no, that's in the Marvels. Not Captain Marvel. That's the Marvels cast. So he made.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's making more, I guess. Well, shit. Well, there you go. But that's the Marvels. So they're all Marvels.
Yeah.
So you need to negotiate. I don't know.
That one's kind of more of an ensemble movie, too.
Yep.
Then.
So wait. No, Secret Vision. God damn it.
Well, and here's the other thing too with these salaries. They only come out if they're leaked.
Yeah.
So
what's that first one there on the
Infinity Wars? So I don't know, man. But like you said, I would assume that for the movie Captain Marvel, where she played Captain Marvel, she made more than
yeah.
anyone else. I would have to assume that.
Yeah. Well, if there was a movie called Mary Jane.
Yeah. She would have made more than, you know, Toby.
Yeah. The trifling chick next door, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you get that movie on Pornhub. It's called Cock Tease Neighbors. Just saying.
The Just target saying. The target of Spider-Man's Simfection.
Yeah. Simfection. Yeah. That's what it is. Anyway.
Well, yeah. I have a couple of sports things, but I think we'll skip those and save those for when we have something more.
Oh, okay.
For sports. So yeah. I say we go right into the week in history. Kind of a short one. Well, not that short. We started early.
Started early. We're golden.
And we'll get her done there.
There was a lot that happened this week.
There's always a lot that happened. Yeah. That's what's wild about history. All right. The week in history.
Feeling concerned about your current or upcoming retirement? Have you been working hard all of your life, yet still feel stressed about your financial future? Retirement accounts, return on savings, and CDs offer insufficient assurance. Noble Gold is here to ease your worries. Protect your money and savings by buying gold. Why gold? Gold is tangible, and its value can't be controlled by the government. Gold is also the ultimate hedge against bank collapses or inflation. Why should you invest now? Central banks are already buying gold to protect their assets. And based on the history of stock market cycles, hyperinflation is just around the corner. What are your options? Sign up for a gold retirement account or make private purchases. It's a great step towards a financially secure future with our 20 years of combined experience and investments of $200 million in precious metals for our clients. Take control of your investments and ensure your future by contacting Noble Gold today.
Learn more at gold.mantoolsmedia.com.
Comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax to a life.
And burst into flesh. Get it started. It's fire at its best.
All right. This week in his story, we start with some aviation. April 18th, 1950, the first transatlantic jet passenger trip is completed.
Could you imagine that? Balls of steel on those guys. Dude, like
we're going to fly over the ocean
with a bunch of people. Holy shit.
They're
probably World War II pilots. Like, nah, we got this.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
it's fine. We got this. We bombed Germany. This is nothing.
Speaking of that, is there anything more reassuring than when you get on a plane and it's like an older white guy that you can just tell?
Some Sully looking motherfucker.
Was like a Gulf War guy or something. And you're just like, oh, we're going to be fine. And it's not a diversity poster that goes in there. You're like, oh, fuck, that chick had blue hair. We're going to die.
She came straight out of Ontario, Texas.
We're going to clip this. let's see. April 19th, 1775. The American Revolution officially begins as far as combat, as fighting breaks out in Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts. This is, of course, after the Paul Revere, the British are coming, and
the regulars are coming.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were all British. They didn't think of themselves as something else.
Yeah.
Yes. We're coming. Wait, who?
They're coming. The regulars are coming.
so Yeah. And there you can see an example of, and I don't know how accurate this is, but this bit that I'm going to talk about is pretty accurate. The old European, let's line up in a straight line and take turns shooting each other.
Yeah.
Versus the colonials. No, let's, you know, duck and cover and we're going to snipe you from the sides and all of that stuff that is how they won. Let's see, April 20th, 1999. Two students enter Columbine High School here in Colorado, up in Littleton, and open fire with multiple firearms, killing 13 students and teachers, wounding 25, and eventually shooting themselves. 420 is a weird day. It's also Hitler's birthday. It's also the weed holiday.
Yeah.
And then this. Let's see. April 21st, 1918. German fighter ace Baron von Richthofen, better known as the Red Baron, is finally meets his match and gets shot down. He had caused quite a bit of havoc on the Allied air forces over there. And yeah, there was, it was a big deal. What's crazy though, is like, this doesn't even mention it. Like, what was the name of the guy that shot him down?
Snoopy.
Shouldn't.
World War II flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snoopy got
him. let's see. April 22nd, also World War I, 1915. At the Second Battle of Ypres, I don't know, that's somewhere in France, the Germans used poison gas for the first time. And pretty simple, it was just chlorine. They just bleached their lungs.
I thought it was chloramine gas, but...
I thought it was just chlorine. I don't know. Maybe they just did the old, you know, chlorine and ammonia. I don't know.
That was chloramine gas. Oh,
okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. So.
Yep. What a horrible thing.
Yeah. That's nasty stuff. I'm surprised these guys not wearing masks. It's like, holy shit. I know. You're just counting on that wind to keep blowing on that wind.
Oof. When I was in EMT, one of the gals did that in the dorm room. We had to go dig her out of the dorm room.
Yeah.
And then, the doctors, you know, it's just, you get him out of the situation, get some O2 and some breathing and whatever. And he's like, so what's your major? She's like, history. He goes, didn't get to World War I yet, have you? And he like walks out of the room and I'm standing there like, oh, damn.
Did you take a chemistry class in high school?
It's a history major, huh? Didn't get to World War I yet.
Yeah, doctors, yep.
Snarky fucks.
They're very smart and they know it.
Yeah. Yeah. Snarky fuckers.
Let's see. April 23rd. 1348. The first English order of knighthood, known as the Order of the Garter, is founded. Now that sounds kind of funny, but garter back then was basically just a belt that attached things together. So, I was reading about this. Most likely the garters they're talking about are like, it attaches, if you're wearing armor, your shoulder plates. Your breastplate, or you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's not a women's underwear thing.
Yeah.
And then do we have one more? We do. That's right. April 24th. And now I don't have the year because I didn't actually copy and paste it. 1980-ish.
1981.
First IBM. Anyways, IBM comes out with the first personal computer. Not meant for commercial use.
Called it.
1981. So, there you go. Oh, I guess I should put the picture up.
There you go. A whopping 4 megabytes of RAM.
Are you sure it's even megabytes? You sure it's not like K?
Yeah. Or kilobytes of RAM. 10 megabyte hard drive. Like, Jesus.
And then probably a, what do you think, 0.8 megapixel screen?
Yeah. Oregon Trail, baby. Oregon Trail.
Yeah, that one's not even, they hadn't done the color. It's the, well, not black and white, I guess green and black.
Matrix. It's the whole Matrix thing.
So, yes, that has been the week in his story, which also brings us to the end of our show, which I know is a bummer.
Yeah, it's too sad. It's too sad.
It's,
I don't know, future pop.
Okay.
Not today's pop, future pop.
Future pop. All right.
We're going to take some future pop out for a spin. Anyway, well, let's see. We've got some announcements to make. I want to say happy birthday to my brother for next week.
Marty or Tristan?
Marty.
All right. Happy birthday, Marty.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy. Hope it's a goodie. And then we've got our members only content. The movie, it's Man Tools at the Movies, The Police State Part 2. It's out now. It's heartbreaking. You'll laugh, you'll cry, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
One of those. Get that and all of our members only content along with live weekly ad free episodes for just $3 a month at mantoolsminions.locals.com. Get 1 month free with our super secret code, support free speech. Now you know the super secret passcode. Don't forget to drink your Ovaltine. Our merch is at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. Get free shipping if you're in our Facebook group and 20% off if you're a Locals member. Thanks for our sponsors. You guys check all those guys out. I believe you're wearing your amazing watch right now.
I am.
That's amazing.
Smith and Bradley.
I've got the Moon Gotta underwear on. As we speak.
Show us.
Yeah. Here it comes. The Immortal Words of STP. You guys can get free shipping. Like I said, if you're in a Locals group, 20% off Locals members. For all of our merch, our sponsors are at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Thank you for watching and or listening wherever you intake your podcasts. We are on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. We are at links.co/mantoolsmedia for all the other stuff, including Trevor's new OnlyFans page.
That's right.
Where he chops trees all day.
Yeah. Lumbersexual.
God damn it. I didn't see that coming.
So we shall see you all next week.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.